Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Tiger Logistics India Limited Q4 and FY 2024 earnings conference call hosted by Rick Capital. We have with us today from the management Mr. Harpreet Singh Malhotra, Chairman and Managing Director of Tiger Logistics India Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature, based on the management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what we may have expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Harpreet Singh Malhotra, sir, for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sagar. Thank you, Rick Capital. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a pleasure talking to everybody again, and you know, I welcome all of you on this investors conference. And I feel proud that we are sharing the earning presentations and financial results, which are already available on the stock exchange. But yes, we can have a discussion on the same. So I would like to have the opening remarks by saying that the last quarter, what we've seen, I think overall we were the whole logistics industry was facing grim challenges in terms of the Red Sea crisis, in terms of overall situation getting from back to worse. So though that started in the by end of December and continued till end of March, and of course it is still continuing, but yes, we were able to find some solutions, some way out to those problems. But yeah, those challenges were being faced by the whole logistics industry as such, and also all the international trade which is happening globally. And we were also caught in that crossfire, and of course we were able to find way outs to come out of those issues. But yeah, that definitely was a challenging period for all of us. Overall, I would say that we continue to work towards the growth of our business, where our footprints have been increasing drastically. Our overall volume growth from quarter to quarter has gone up by close to more than 15%, around 17%. That is what. And our the best thing which has happened is that we were able to finalize the version 2 of our logistics online platform FreightJar, which will definitely give us better access to more markets and better access to more customers and clients who are dealing in the international business. Along with that, it will also give us access to global logistics companies who are seeking rates out of India, who are seeking businesses to do business with Indian companies. So that's something which has happened very, very well for us. Another good thing which has happened is the development of our imports department, which we've been trying for last few years. But I take pride in saying that yes, that department is shaping up well. So now our business on imports is also growing, where we are working very close in the electronics market, electronic goods and raw material for the electronic markets, and also our growing business in the PTA, polyester fabrics and polyester manufacturer as well. So overall, the business scenario is looking very bullish. This quarter has started well. I would say that we are doing well in this quarter. Primarily for two, three reasons that, people have been able to come out of the issues which they faced in the last quarter. And, their business is looking up in this quarter. So we feel that, this quarter is, the business is doing well. Another good part is that definitely, the India business as such, overall India business as such is growing well, and that the benefit of that definitely comes to the logistics industry as well. So for us also, that's a good news for us. In terms of our overall growth, overall business scenario, I think we remain committed, to whatever commitments we've done in the past, especially working on the digital side, our online platform, which we had said that we will be launching the version 2, which we have already launched that. It's already there, up and running in the market with more features, better service experiences, better client experience for all of our customers. And, of course, more robust than what it was earlier. Secondly, development of the imports business, it is doing well for us. Development of the government projects business, it's doing well for us. We've got some good contracts this quarter as well. So our old traditional export business is doing good. We've increased our footprints in the other markets, in the commodities market. We've increased our footprints. Even in the auto sector, we are growing very well. And also, we've added new products, especially in the steel industry. So our contract with Jindal Steel is doing very well. I think along with that, we've added few more steel customers. So overall, I would say the business is growing for us. And I feel that, this quarter and the quarter, next quarters to come in, business will only be looking upwards. And that's what we are hopeful for. A few challenges I must talk to you about. Of course, the Red Sea challenge continues to be there, which we cannot ignore that. Secondly, of course, the challenges in terms of the port congestions and container shortages has again hit us in India. That is primarily because of major business happening out of China. So all the inventory, all the, and of course the containers are being diverted. The containers are being diverted to, to Chinese ports. So these are some of the challenges which will, which will be the highlights in this quarter and the next quarter as well. And I think things will only get better towards the end of the year. That's what we are thinking. So, but, we are fully geared as a, at Tiger Logistics, we are fully geared to handle these challenges because we've got long-term contracts with the shipping lines and we've got consistent business of our customers. So we are very hopeful that we will not face any major issues in handling these challenges. But yeah, it was important. It's important for me that I should also share some challenges which we can look up in the coming quarters. So overall, business is good. I think any disruption sometimes is good for the business. We've seen it in the past. But I don't see that, because now customers are also geared up to accept these challenges and to ensure that the supply chain is not disrupted. So we don't find major hindrances, in coming quarters. And we are also hoping that the business will only be growing. And, yeah, so I again thank you. Thanks all of you for having trust and faith in us. And we hope to have good business in coming quarters. Yeah, thank you.
Sir, should I open up the floor for question and answer session?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, if you have any questions at this moment, you may press star and one on your touchtone queue phone to join the question queue. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our first question is from the line of Rajesh Agrawal from Money and Investment Advisor. Please go ahead.
Sir, container shortage and the container rates going up for 20 and 40 feet, will it benefit or affect our LCL and FCL business?
I would say it will. Idea is that since we are in the cost-plus model, you know, we will have to pass on this increase to our customers. So I don't think it will have any negative impact, but definitely it will have a positive impact. Okay. Because any freight increase definitely also increases the overall margins as well.
Same way, the way it affected in the COVID time when there's a container shortage.
Yeah, true, okay. True. And the same way, sir.
Similar. In that proportion, I said.
Yeah, so we are expecting that at least for next 2-3 quarters, this is going to continue. And I think, you know, as I mentioned, that any increase in freight rates definitely also helps us improve our margins as well.
Okay. And second question, sir, now a lot of things are getting banned from export from China to EU and all, US and all. How that scenario will play for us?
So at the moment, whatever is getting banned is getting transferred either to India or to Vietnam or to other countries. So definitely the Indian international business is going to grow, and that benefit will definitely come on to us.
Okay, that will come to us.
Yeah.
Anything you would like to add in terms of outlook?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, these disruption definitely helps us increase our overall business scenario. It helps us, you know, get into the businesses where we've not been present. So we are fully geared for these kind of disruptions. And also this business growth in terms of, you know, getting business getting shifted from China to India will definitely help the logistics industry overall. So it's good for the whole economy and good for us as well.
Okay. And any increase in the transit time of the container, does it benefit us?
No, it does not benefit us. That's not a good sign. But we have to live with it because of the Red Sea issues. Containers are not being shipped from there. So it does not. It definitely, you know, the turnaround time of containers is increased, so it results in increased rates. Yeah.
Okay, understood. And sir, the Red Sea crisis has a little softened from the previous 2-3 months.
No. It is just that it's not in the news, but no containers are going from there. No vessels are going from there.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask questions, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. Our next question is from the line of Tanush Mehta from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is that could you elaborate on the performance of FreightJar in its first year? And what will be the key milestones? What were the key milestones and achievements that have been achieved?
Yeah. So overall, when we launched FreightJar last year, our idea was to test the waters, how the industry is accepting this product. So I must say that you know, the company, the overall industry welcomed this product very well, and we were able to at least onboard, at least registered close to 200, 250 plus customers, new customers which were onboarded, and that was the business. You know, there was an increase in the business, and that helped us to work towards improvising the platform better. So now, you know, we've launched the revised version of Freightjar 2.0, which is now better equipped to handle, you know, and improvise the customer's experience. And also it is now open to the global logistics company. So now somebody sitting in Dubai, if he wants to know the real-time trade, can register on the platform and get to see the real-time trade. So overall, the business is growing. Since it is all, it's a proprietary product of Tiger Logistics, all the revenue, everything is coming. It's like a sales vertical for us. So all the businesses is, you know, everything is being accumulated in Tiger Logistics only. So overall, their contribution is increasing each day. Maybe if you send us a mail, we should be able to share the exact numbers with you. But yeah, this has kind of given us a huge, like at least the, you know, whatever we were talking that this is going to be the future growth engine, that is coming true. Both in terms of the perception of people and also in terms of opening doors for the new business. Yeah, so we are very bullish about this product and we are also hiring new people under this vertical.
Understood, sir. So my second question will be that what can you explain some the reasons behind the, as you can see, the FY24, the revenue was 24,026 lakhs. And in the previous quarter, in the previous financial year, it was 43,335 lakhs. So why the lower revenue in this financial year?
No. Sorry, come again. It was 240 crores and why it was 430 crores? That's your question?
24,026 lakhs for FY24. And for FY23, it is 43,335 lakhs.
Yeah. So primarily, Mr. Mehta, you have to understand that we are in the business. We are ours is a cost plus model. Whatever, whenever the freight rates go up, the turnover goes up. You know. So though our volume business has grown, but the freight rate was the lowest ever. So that's the reason my per container revenue has gone down. So that was the reason the billing per container has gone down. Though maybe I may have a 15% increase, 17% increase in the overall volume. But my billing has gone down because the freight itself has come down. So that is the reason for that.
Sir, my third question is that as considering the positive trends observed, what are the company's key strategies to sustain growth momentum in both container and air transport volumes?
Repeat again, please, Mr. Mehta.
Company's key strategies to sustain growth momentum in both air transport and container volumes.
So please understand that we are following what we what we had established as our growth engines maybe 3-4 years back. So one was the growth engine was of course setting up the online platform, which is already up and running, and second version has been launched. Second growth engine was developing our imports, which is already happening from almost zero. We have reached at a very good respectable numbers and it's a growing vertical for us. Third, our footprints in the auto sector and in the auto ancillary sectors to grow. So that is also growing as well. So we are following our growth strategy, which we had formulated 3-4 years back, and we are on track on that. So I don't, we don't see, we only thing which is lacking is that we were looking at some kind of, inorganic growth in terms of acquiring LCL company, which has not happened because, we were not able to get a company which is aligned to our idea of growth. So that is the only thing which is pending. Other than that, all our growth engines are running well and we hope to achieve good numbers, you know, continue to grow in coming quarters and months as well.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. Our next question is from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from Philip Capital India. Please go ahead.
One question is that the contract what we got from, say, HPCL for petrochemical logistics for BHEL, all this, the cargo will be moved through container only, or is there like in case of BHEL, will it be like ODC cargo also?
We are doing already ODC and both we are doing. ODC and other cargo, normal containerized also. We've done a lot of ODC shipment for BHEL, which is happening almost every month. We get one shipment which is like that. So it is combination of both.
Understood. And HPCL predominantly will be container cargo.
Containerized, true.
And will it be like the contract, every year it will get renewed, or what is the duration of contract?
Yeah, it is one year contract.
But typically these get renewed every year or not necessarily?
Depending upon the service levels, sometimes they get extended also.
And do you say like what will be the value of contract or any specific region they have allocated us to do, or like is it like a pan-India something like that?
No, please understand that there is a proper technical evaluation. Hmm. They evaluate our strength, whether we can handle such big volume, sensitive cargoes and all. So a lot of technical evaluation takes place, and only then it is not only on the L1 rates, but also on the technical evaluation which is being done by these companies, then that we get these contracts. So yeah, so not only on the rates, but we've got these contracts basis our strength to handle these shipments.
Understood. And what would be the contract value for a year?
You can send us a mail. I'll be able to share. I don't have the numbers with me at the moment for a specific business because the ongoing shipment. So send us a mail, we'll share it with you.
Understood. Will it be also get like what was the ODC revenue? Because the container numbers, what you have gone, and if you do divided by revenue, probably it might also misleading if there is a significant ODC cargo. So I just thought to...
ODC is very less. It is not much. ODC is very less.
Okay, so that is not material.
Yeah. ODC is very less.
And last question on this freight jar, what would be a revenue model in this platform?
Revenue model is purely what we are doing now. There is no, since it is a sales product of Tiger Logistics, we are offering the same services through online portal. So the margin remains the same, 7-8% whatever is there in our business, same margin remains in that business as well.
Understood. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask questions, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Have a follow-up question from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from Philip Capital India. Please go ahead.
So this container volume, what we did almost like for FY24, say around 50,400 plus. How was the import and export mix?
I would say 80% was exports, or 85% was exports, and 15 was imports.
And does the import give us slightly better margin?
Import definitely give you the better margins, yeah.
Okay. And how much this revenue, mix we target, say, 2-3 years down the line from 85-15 to...
I think it is only increasing. We are looking at imports also contributing pretty well in the coming quarters. So that ratio is increasing. We don't want to be purely dependent on exports. So that was our aim, you know, to get those numbers going. So we are looking at imports also to be a very sustainable vertical for us.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes when freight rates goes up, we do see some impact on particularly low-value products import because of the rates may not be that visible. So are we seeing some kind of pressure on particularly such kind of commodities, or it's not yet seen?
Abhi toh nahi aaya, but yeah, people are holding their imports because the rates have gone up so high, so they feel that it is better to hold on, you know. So not immediately, but yeah, that impact does come in. You're right, you know, some low products, they are holding their, imports. So that does happen, but for how long? Because they will lose the market, otherwise somebody else will import. So that's a very short-term kind of a thing. So, so we don't think that is going to continue. People will ultimately start importing, whether it is a low-end or high-end, they will import if the market is there.
Got it. And just on case of, just as a reference number, would it be possible just to give on key routes, so how is the container rates today compared to when it was down? Just to get some sense about the...
I tell you, in the month of February and March, the 120-feet container from Shanghai to maybe Chennai was around $800. And same container today is at $4,500. 40-feet container.
Today is $4,500?
Yes.
Oh, significant...
Significant increase, yeah.
But export would be lower,
right? Export is not lower. Export is also growing, but we are seeing that to happen from July again. The rates will go drastically up.
Okay. Just for Chennai to Shanghai would be how much?
Chennai to?
Shanghai on return leg would
No, return leg is very cheap because they need containers there.
Exactly.
So return to wo khali bhi le jayenge without any freight.
Okay, got it. Understood. And are customers ready to pay for container availability, or situation is not that tight?
Yeah, they are. If you have urgent cargo, people are paying $4,500 also. It's just that the space is not available.
It's like skipping our plan sailing. Well, basically, container lines are skipping the schedule,
yeah.
Something like that.
They are skipping. There is a lot of congestion that is also happening. Shipping also is taking place. Bank sailing is also taking place.
Oh, okay, got it. So
that is only adding to the problem.
So it's like almost similar to situation what we face.
Absolutely, yeah.
Understood. Oh, okay, got it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to register for questions, please press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Harpreet Singh Malhotra for closing remarks.
Thank you, Sagar. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for attending this earnings call. I'm grateful to everybody for their trust and faith in us. And I hope that the coming quarters would be good for everybody. And, I hope to connect with you guys again. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you. On behalf of Tiger Logistics India Limited, I conclude this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.